there was another speaker scheduled. Unfortunately, since the hurricane, he has been arrested twice and also lost his son in the flooding, and he is afraid to appear here. So we're going to close. It is often said in jest that Louisiana and Mississippi compete to be the worst at the best things and the best at the worst things. Such is the case with incarceration. This state is the best at locking up its residents. It seems that, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, Louisiana has returned to its favorite pastime, caging and controlling its poor people and people of color. Jails, martial law, and shoot-to-kill orders are not appropriate responses to what has been deemed as looting. A much more appropriate response is to provide food, water, shelter, and resources to those who are suffering, those who have lost their homes, their possessions, livelihoods, and even loved ones to the storm and its aftermath. But it seems as though this city, this state, would much rather do away with those who suffer, particularly those whose suffering indicates a flaw in the so-called American dream. The easiest way to do this seems to be to lock them up and throw away the key. It is time to rebuild New Orleans. This city has been presented with both a great opportunity and a great burden. A rebuilt New Orleans will preserve its rich culture, history, vitality, and the unique flavor attributed to the African and indigenous peoples native to this area, while at the same time ridding itself of the traditions of corruption, racism, oppression, and enslavement. The reconstruction effort must seek to build a safer New Orleans, one in which safety is defined, determined, and created from the bottom up and not from the top down. This will mean that all residents must have access to the basic necessities for survival, including food, adequate shelter, meaningful employment with living wages, and decent education. Only then will there be an end to the kind of law enforcement violence that the nation recently witnessed. Only then will there be an end to the kind of racism and poverty that was made evident by the evacuation process. Only then will there be an end to the kind of interpersonal violence for which this city is notorious. Only then will there be an end to the legacy of slavery that has taken the form of mass incarceration. That can be the only real start to rebuilding our beautiful Crescent City. In the meantime, wrongs must be rectified and those responsible must be held accountable. There must be an independent investigation into the fiasco that was the evacuation of Orleans Parish Prison and other jails in the area. There must also be an independent investigation into reports of abuses at prisons such as Jenna. Prisoners must be reunited with their loved ones. Amnesty must be granted to so-called looters, and those whose cases have been impacted by the storm must be released immediately. If there are any questions, you can ask them now.